Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us at 603-283-6160, which is tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And hey, Eric Haley, thank you so much for your contributions. That means Eric is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you value the show being on more radio stations, reaching larger audiences, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do it. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And it's one of the best examples of moving away from advertising into a direct subscription model, because when you join the AMPS program, you get access to an ad-free version of the podcast. It still has the live reads and stuff like that, but it is the full version of the show that you can't get anywhere. Well, you can't get it elsewhere now, actually. However, you get it the day of broadcast, whereas if you're not an amplifier, you don't get it that day. You have to wait. That's amps.freetalklive.com. $5 per month, that's all it takes to join. That gets you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Eric is a gold-level amplifier, which means that Eric is giving $10 per month, but we don't ask that. Again, just $5 per month. But if you join, it should be because you like the show and you want to help and show your support, not because you want any of the perks that come with it, although there are some perks. So, Eric, thank you so much for your contributions. Let's go to the phones. We have Galina on the line from Ukraine. Galina, welcome back to Free Talk Live. The last time we spoke with you, I had a question that I wanted to ask you, and I was like, it's something to do with the conflict in Ukraine, and I wish I could remember what that question was, but that was months ago when it occurred to me. So how have things been over there in Ukraine?
So today we had a major power outage, and this one actually touched me and my house. And we didn't have electricity for more than 10 hours today, and now I got it back already.
So now, does that affect your heating over there in Ukraine? Because
let me touch my battery just a second. Yes, actually, the batteries are cold. They were warm, a little warm, because they want to economize, and the batteries are never hot. Yet, maybe later when it gets colder, when the temperature gets below freezing, maybe the temperature in the batteries is going to be higher, because we have central heat in here.
Okay, that was sort of what I was trying to find out about, because like here in New Hampshire, I didn't know this until recently, and it's a fundamentally broken system, but my heating system requires electricity. So if my electricity goes out, then I have no heating whatsoever in my house. And here in New Hampshire, I seem to recall that, you know, Ukraine, I mean, obviously it's in the Northern Hemisphere, but it's in the upper parts of the Northern Hemisphere, similar to how New Hampshire is. So it gets pretty cold here in New Hampshire. I suspect it also gets pretty cold there in Ukraine. So when you lose electricity like that, what caused you to lose electricity today, do you know?
I'm not sure. Maybe they use gas. Anyway, I have gas in my house, so I can get warm by the gas stove.
Okay.
So just in case I need it, if I'm going to have a gas later.
Okay.
Apparently, according to the Associated Press, a major power line was bombed. And I guess considering that Galina is back up and running, they were able to get it back up and running, get it back up. So it wasn't like they bombed a actual power plant, but just a line going to Moldova. Are you anywhere near there, Galina?
No, I'm near Poland.
Moldova's in a different country. And I only know I only know that because one of my favorite bands is called Infected Rain, and they're from Moldova. And I didn't know that until I happened to see them in New York a year ago. And I didn't even know that Moldova existed. I had heard after the Ukrainian invasion by Putin that Moldova was to be the next on Putin's list. It looks like that isn't going to play out for Putin.
We hope so.
Yeah, so how are things going over there in Ukraine? Because here in the West, we rely primarily on, well, here on Free Talk Live, we rely primarily on what the Russian media and the American media, or Western media, have to say about Ukraine and the conflict. And from what we can tell, neither side is telling the truth about what is actually going on.
Nobody makes nobody knows what's going on. Only the time will tell. And like as for today, I didn't even have my data connection, and my phone was thinking I was in Poland because it couldn't connect with any tower in Ukraine. So I think it received a signal from Polish tower, and my phone was showing I was in Poland and I didn't have data connection. So that was like for the first time at all.
Strange. Now, Elon Musk and his company Starlink supposedly set up Ukrainians with some level of internet access. Were you happen to be a beneficiary of that?
No, actually, nothing has changed. I've heard something about Elon Musk that nothing has changed. Like, we have internet here, Wi-Fi, that's all. I have my data connection already now.
Isn't that always how it goes? Like the media, like some rich company or some company says, hey, we're going to do X or Y, but the people on the ground, they're like, yeah, there's no actual change whatsoever. Nothing actually happened. Some bureaucrats in Ukraine probably got richer, and you know they probably set up some military installations with some backup Starlink modems or something really ineffectual like that. But they made a big point of grandstanding over, you know, we're going to bring the internet to the people of Ukraine so they can stay connected no matter what happens. That's what Elon Musk was, of course, touting, something along those lines. And I'm not surprised to hear that didn't come to fruition. It's a bit sad. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Galina. I hope everything is going well. I mean, as well as it could be. It sounds like it is. The worst thing that you've had to deal with today was a power outage, and I'm sure that sucked. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize it, especially I know what it would be here in New Hampshire to be without power for 10 hours, and it would be a miserable experience.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm glad, you know, your power is back on, and I'm glad that's the least of what you've had to deal with, but from what I can tell, you know, watching the news as I do, the war in Russia seems to have just sort of, I don't want to say fizzled out, because people are still fighting and people are still dying, but
that's what they tell us.
Well, yeah. And that's sort of the problem. And that was what I was trying to get to with Galina there. I want to know what's actually going on in Ukraine. But, of course, we don't have any way of knowing whether or not Galina is actually in Ukraine herself.
Since she's over in Poland. By the way, the missiles, the power line was in Ukraine leading to Moldova. I had to look at it on the map. I didn't realize it was south down there. So I guess Galina is up north and north and west. Which, did you hear about the missiles, the two people who were killed in Poland today, and now they're talking Article 5, and now we've got to defend NATO and go to war with Russia because a stray missile killed two farmers?
I mean, I heard bits and pieces about that. I do have show prep, but it's probably worth getting into. Because, I mean, that's a big deal, right?
Well, but there's nothing. But it's just like, it's just what you said. We have hearsay from some general who's saying this happened. Poland hasn't said that it's happened. You have some U.S. general that says that it has. I can't believe any of these people.
For all I know, Poland isn't even a real country, right?
We all know Australia isn't real.
I know, and I hate sitting here saying that when I'm sitting across from you because I'm like becoming you at this point. But
can't trust any of this.
We really can't. We know for a fact that they've been lying to us. They admitted that they were lying to us. The whole Ghost of Kiev thing.
Yep.
They're spewing propaganda. They're going to lie to us. And then we talked about the CIA agent last night. It was like, oh, all we got to do is, you know, we just have to let 70, we just have to tell some journalists, hey, a town in Poland got hit by Russian missiles, and they have no way to fact check it. And they'll just print it up, and then the next thing you know, the Daily Mail is running an article about how this town in Poland got hit with two missiles. And it's like, we don't have any way of knowing any of this story, and we know, because a CIA agent just confessed it to us last night on video, that they will gladly lie about this kind of stuff.
Correct. They go find some third world reporter.
Yeah.
They feed them the info. Whether it's real or not, actually, they start with the real info. Then they get them hooked, and then they start feeding them the disinformation. Third world country, a reporter distributes the news, and then New York Times or some other American or UK, European name will pick it up and run with it.
Yeah, and they say we're crazy, but I ask you honestly, sincerely, how the hell can I trust this article from the Daily Mail that says this Russian missile attack even happened? There's more on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live 603-283. 6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, if you don't know anything about it, don't just start buying into it. Don't just panic. Don't panic sell. Don't panic buy. Take your time. Be calm. Learn about it because it's important. It's not just about getting rich quick or any of this other stuff that people out there on the internet love talking about. The NFTs, all of that stuff, it's going to come and go. Cryptocurrency as an idea, though, it seems to be like it's going to be around for a while. I can't make any predictions, but blockchain is world-changing technology, and it allows for cryptocurrency to exist. And I think that cryptocurrency is going to revolutionize the financial world. It's already revolutionizing the financial world, but it'll continue doing so in the future. If you have no idea what any of this is about, all you need to know is go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started, take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology, because you may not understand why it's so important for you to be able to control your own finances. But let me, and I can't convey it to you, but by the time you realize why it's so important, it could already be too late. I have a friend on social media who's a sex worker. I think she does OnlyFans or something like that. Anyway, she's constantly losing access to bank accounts. She's constantly having them closed and all of that sort of stuff. And it's because, you know, bank accounts and PayPal, they're notoriously hostile to anyone who's doing any sort of sex work. And
I thought that was just governments. It's the banks, too. What do the banks care?
I don't know. They do, though. Who was it? Pornhub, I think, they started taking Bitcoin because their bank account closed or something. I think, I'm pretty sure Pornhub takes Bitcoin. It's because of the same thing here where...
What the hell do the banks care? They just want money in their coffers. They
care because the government cares.
No, you're absolutely right. There's the other option is crypto. They can't right. They don't have that. By the way, they don't have an AI developed yet, which is going to be the real power player. It's when some government develops an AI that can actually monitor the transactions.
Maybe,
but that's not here.
In which case, there's Monero.
Correct.
Which has shielded
correct.
Transactions. However, and all of this is meaningless to you more than likely, but it shouldn't be. It's so very important. Bitcoin.com. And if you do already know about it, go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on everything in the cryptocurrency world. But that was what all of our mutual friends and people I didn't know, they came to this person's post and was like, well, first of all, close your computer. Avoid that cryptocurrency. Don't buy NFTs either. It's like, look, none of these people...
Yeah, don't do NFTs. Well, we can agree on that one.
It wasn't even that. It was that none of the people commenting even understood her question. Her question wasn't, I'm looking to invest in Bitcoin or I'm looking to get into cryptocurrency because I'm seeing all this money people made. No, hers was a real utility case. Like, hey, I'm a sex worker and I'm constantly being closed out of my bank accounts. I need an alternative where that won't happen. And cryptocurrency is that alternative. So how do I get started? And all of these people came out to say, oh no, that it's just an asset. No, don't buy into it. Get away from it. Run away. Close your computer down or buy this other cryptocurrency instead. None of them understood the fundamental reason that it was so very important, which is that it puts you in control of your finances with no middleman telling you what you can and can't do with your money. And that is a game changer in the financial space. So Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Chuck on the line from Longview in Washington. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my name is Chuck, and I'm here to change you. You that are listening, I have a prediction for everybody. I think the first shots of the Civil War is going to happen in Arizona. I hate to say it, but it's going to happen. Take a look at your Jade Helm 15 map and reference that.
Do you mean Civil War II, Electric Boogaloo?
I am nothing of that. I am just somebody. I am an observer of time and space, just like you, Arya.
Sure.
This place is nuts, and I love it. And what better place to fire off the first shots of the Civil War than Arizona? you know.
I don't know why Arizona is, I mean, because it's the desert. And
no, the governor just the Republican governor just was declared lost.
Okay. That just happened tonight?
Now, do you think they're going to have a recount, right?
It doesn't matter. Whatever they say, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. They're looking for a place to make this happen, and why not Arizona?
I don't think the Republicans are radical enough to go. I don't think the MAGAs are radical enough to take it there.
No.
Not yet.
These aren't Republicans.
Yeah, the MAGAs.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm getting at right now.
Trump is he's declaring his presidency right now. They don't have subtitles on there, so I don't know what he's saying. But some people have speculated.
Are you watching it?
Yeah,
I mean, like he's literally declaring.
He's live right now. Okay. Some people have speculated that he's going to take a step away from the Republicans, especially the neocons. He's going to start a new party, the MAGAs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that would be foolish of him.
Me too.
I mean, if his social media platform, Truth Social, had taken off and been more successful, I think he would be more inclined to do that, but it didn't really take off. I mean, sure, he's beating Free Talk Live Social, but like Donald Trump, I would expect him to have hundreds of millions of people on his social, and he didn't.
He's got like 4 million.
Especially after this election period that we had,
yeah.
I can't believe that. This is something that he's got to do on his own.
What I'd really like to see is Donald Trump run as a Democrat.
He is a Democrat.
I know.
He was.
But, I mean, just think about how bad the Democrats' heads would explode.
He's a full-time Democrat.
And Biden may or may not run for re-election. It's unclear at this point. I think he probably shouldn't. He seems a bit too old and senile. Have you seen these clips where, like, what do you say, Mr. Biden, to these people who say, you're too old, you're no longer mentally competent? He's like, watch me.
You think he can make another 2 years?
No, I think he could probably make it another 2 years, but I don't think he can make it another 6.
It's all about the people that support these people, though.
I mean, the Democrats will definitely vote in a dead person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did, three of them.
I would vote in a dead person. A dead person won't tyrannize me.
Or a cat.
I would absolutely vote.
A cat mayor.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Chuck. I hope we don't see violence. I would like the next civil war, as it were, to be peaceful. I would like just to see the state of New Hampshire say, you know what? The United States is getting involved in this war in Ukraine. It's gotten involved in this war in Syria.
I don't think a lot of people are.
No, but the United States, as an idea, is. The U.S. government is.
I think this Ukraine incident is very unpopular at the moment.
I don't think it is.
I think more and more people are dropping off.
Based on the yellow and blue profile flags I'm seeing from people, I don't think it's that unpopular.
Yeah, I disagree with the caller. I don't think Kerry Lake losing in Arizona is going to start the Civil War II electric boogaloo. I don't think the MAGAs are not that radical. They're not. So, no, it's not going to start. The left will start this war. It's not going to come from the right.
And I just hope to see peace. Peace and liberty. There's more coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News.
Officials from around the globe arranged urgent meetings Tuesday after Warsaw confirmed what they call a Russian-made missile did cause the blast in a Polish village that killed two and raised fears of the worst conflict in Europe since World War II. The U.S. Department of Transportation is ordering Frontier Airlines to pay out $222 million in refunds to customers. The penalty is over significant scheduling problems during the COVID-19 pandemic. And the FBI has released security footage of a June attack on Compass Care Pregnancy Services, a pro-life women's care clinic in upstate New York. The agency announced a reward of up to $25,000 for any information leading to the arrest of the arsonists. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And I have a question out there. How are you watching our show tonight? Are you out there watching on YouTube or Twitter or the Face Tweet or any of these other social media sites? I'm fairly confident you are. We don't even monitor those chats anymore because we stopped caring about them. We had an awesome little application that took all of our chats from all of our different streaming services, YouTube and Twitch and DLive, and it put them all in one nice little place where we could ignore them. And
I watch some of these chats, but there's so many of them. So everyone's watching us in a different way, and it's really hard to keep up with a chat that's all over the damn place.
That was what was really cool about this particular streaming service that we use. It's a mirroring service. It has this application that it puts all of your chats. So if someone types on YouTube or Facebook or Twitch or whatever, it will put all of those chats in a single window that we have to monitor. So our YouTube chats, Facebook chats, all of them go to the same place. But we didn't really use it. We didn't really pay any attention to it. It was meaningless to us. If you want to chat with us, join our chat server at chat.freetalklive.com. And if you want to watch us on Odyssey. That's the one we care about. Video.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find our channel there. We're there with along with a million other, millions of other channels now existing over there because they're sick of being censored. That's one of the reasons that we did this. We're constantly being suspended from YouTube. My own channel, I haven't streamed Free Talk Live in more than a year there. because it was a backup channel for when we started getting strikes because of COVID-19. And without getting into all the reasons for it, we had the backup channel there. A little over a year ago, we stopped doing that altogether because we realized that, you know, if we're going to lose the Free Talk Live channel, then screw having a backup. We just won't be on YouTube. However, I recently got a strike for something that was said on Free Talk Live on my personal channel for a video that was more than a year old. I've got two strikes, and I've already got one strike on my channel. So the moment I acknowledge these strikes, my channel will be permanently deleted. And there's nothing I can do to stop that.
Yep.
Except wait for the 6 months or whatever for the first strike to go away. And then I can acknowledge these other two, because that's how YouTube works. The punishment for the strike doesn't actually start until you go in and actually acknowledge the strike. I don't know why they do it that way, but it allows me to at least save my YouTube channel for the time being. So I'm working on getting all of that migrated over to Odyssey. Not that any of that matters, but at Odyssey, we don't have to deal with any of that nonsense. We don't have to have this axe hanging over our heads. The sword of Damocles, is YouTube going to kill us today? Is Facebook going to axe us today? We don't have to worry about it. That's video.freetalklive.com, and you don't have to worry about it either. And we're not the only ones. There was the Chinese dissident who was raising awareness about the plight of the Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang province of China. And in order to lend credibility to the claims that this person was making, they showed people, Chinese dissidents, with their actual IDs, proving that, hey, this person actually, they're not making this up. They were from China, and this is what they actually saw and actually experienced. And this person got kicked off of YouTube and ended up going to Odyssey as a result of that. It's one of the largest, fastest growing video streaming platforms out there. That's video.freetalklive.com. That's where you can find our channel, video.freetalklive.com.
This just in, former President Donald Trump has officially announced he is running for president in 2024, marking his third bid for the White House, saying, "We are a nation in decline, and America's comeback starts right now." Yay, Messiah Trump. Woohoo, MAGA, King MAGA.
It could actually even work. That's what I find most disturbing about all of this. It's like, oh, Biden, you know, Trump had the country going the right direction, then Biden had it, and then it took it the wrong direction. Now we need Trump to come in and fix it again.
I think that, and I don't like DeSantis, and I don't like Trump, but I'm thinking that the two competing with each other, which is obviously it's already been going on for the last week, according to Trump anyways. I think it's good competition for both of them, so that they will try to sway the populace, give them what they want, get the candy out to the kids. So they're going to go above and beyond to do just that because of competition with each other. Could be a good thing.
Maybe, but they're both horrible people, and they both have really bad policies. So I don't have very much hope going into it. And I suspect, in the end, we will see, because who was Donald Trump's vice president? Mike Pence. He's never going to agree to be...
Who?
Mike Pence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who?
He's never going to agree to be Trump's vice president again. He's still angry at Trump.
Do you think... All right, so...
I think it'll be DeSantis.
You think DeSantis? I don't think DeSantis would be go vice president.
You don't think so? I think he would.
And in 2 years, is he going to drop his governorship of Florida, which he just won?
To be vice president? I believe he would.
Well, here's what I know. Dad, are you listening? Trump was the one who spearheaded the whole vaccine movement in this country, which we are coming out and we're finding out that it wasn't such a good idea. They are finally, just this week, they are finally making the connection with heart disease, myocarditis, and the vaccine. They are finally coming out. And they're not blaming it on soil, gardening. They're not blaming it on video games or any of the other nonsense bullet points that they were coming up with for the last 2 years. But that was Trump's thing. DeSantis at least opened the state back up after, like, what, a couple of weeks, a month of lockdown? He at least opened it back up.
Florida locked down to about the same extent that New Hampshire did. It made a token lockdown for like 2 weeks, and then it pretty much immediately reopened back up with some restrictions. And I think Florida, neck and neck, I think New Hampshire and Florida handled the lockdowns and the COVID-19 restrictions very similarly.
Yeah, but Trump won't let it go. He has been booed at his rallies when he has proclaimed that he's the vax king. He's been booed, still won't drop it.
Operation, what did they call
Operation
it?
Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah, that was it. That was Trump's idea, to get the vaccines out there as quickly as possible.
Fauci was his boy.
And
liberals, get rid of him.
Liberals hated it. They were like, I'm not taking this Trump vaccine. And then it became Biden's vaccine, and they suddenly loved it. I don't understand.
So you can come out and say he did all this and that, and he's anti-woke, and he didn't get us in any wars, which is a good thing, by the way.
That was a good thing.
But he spearheaded the vax movement, which we are finding out. We've known.
Yeah.
For 3 years.
Well,
some people are actually coming to the conclusion that that wasn't such a good idea. That was kind of stupid of us.
It was indeed. Speaking of stupid, let's go to the phones. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. Just mention that there's a lot of new technologies of keeping the condo sound or townhouses walled. They're not really sharing that wall. They're really good at it. Because I'm paying attention to it. We have an opportunity. We're going to buy a townhouse.
You're going to buy a townhouse?
Well, Richard is going to buy one, and I'm just going to rent out one of the rooms.
Okay,
we got blessed. The Lord blessed us with extra money.
Did you get a job?
Oh, the Lord blessed you, or the Big Daddy government blessed you? Because there's a big difference.
As far as I'm concerned, God owns the big government, so God blessed us. Not that we don't give credit to anything man.
Yeah, we don't all have the same God. My God helps those who help themselves, and it is not your God.
Did you get money from the government, Sarah, or did you, win a lottery or something?
Government, because he's 71 years old, they helped him out. They helped him out a little bit more so we could get into a condo.
So you're going to buy a townhouse now. Well, I mean, congratulations to Richard. And I guess, congrats to you on being a mooch.
Well, I get the office. If I pay my share of the rent, I could live in one of the rooms.
Okay.
So that's why I was concerned about the walls, even though they're really, looks like it's connected. They're not.
Yeah, congrats on moving up in the world. Maybe next you can get a job and get your own townhouse.
That'd be nice.
I mean,
that's what I would do.
Once you have that taste of living it on your own, you might like it. You might like that independence. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time for us to be taking calls tonight. If you are a regular, though, you can still get in on the air with us, 603-283-6160, or you can hang out with us on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. We're still getting a lot of sign-ups these days, more so than we were a few months ago. Well, I'm presuming it's a result of Elon Musk purchasing Twitter.
Yep.
Of course, Mastodon apparently is very big in leftist circles.
Yep. Also, yep.
I did not know that. I would have assumed it was bigger on right-wing circles. But then, I mean, the same sort of thing happened with Telegram, right? Where it does have, there are Nazi Telegram rooms and all of that stuff. But it's also very big among that weird left crowd. And that's what you get with Mastodon as well, where there's probably a lot of furry Mastodon servers. And I mean, we laugh, right? But that's what I think of when I think of leftists these days, is some Alkin LGBTQ person who's got bipolar disorder and five or six other mental illnesses listed there in their Twitter bio. And I don't understand why you would put, if you had a mental disorder, why would you put that in your Twitter bio? Like, is there so little going on in your life? Do you have so little going on for you, so little of interest, that the most interesting thing about you is your mental illness?
Ari, it's a merit badge. It's a badge.
Yes, but you can get badges for other stuff. Like, hey, I'm a musician. Yes. I ran for sheriff. I do a radio show.
Obviously, they aren't. All they have is their furriness or whatever.
Yes, all they have is their mental illness, their furriness, and their participation trophy for life, which is how I view LGBTQ pride. It's a participation trophy for life. It's a thing for people to take pride in, even when they've never done anything to warrant having pride.
It's the same way I feel about nationalism.
Yes.
I am not my country. I am me. I'm an individual. Yep. Judge me on my merit. Judge me on my book cover, not on the family that I came from or the community that I came from or the country that I live in. No, I'm not my sports ball team.
Absolutely not. And it gets me in a lot of trouble with LGBTQ people, and this is why I'm not, quote, in the collective with a capital C. No, kidding. I had... been told that, but because they want to make the argument, oh, you know, it's, I take pride in having survived being gay in the United States, but like, it's pretty easy to be gay in the United States
in 2022. Yeah. It's not, I'm thinking they're going to get dropped off the LGBT movement pretty soon, the gays. They're normalized.
Well,
they're not the weird anymore. That's why all you have all these TikTok teachers. They don't claim gay or trans or any of this. They're all non-binary. It's the new thing.
It is the new thing. And from what I can tell among the non-binary people, it's for most of them seem to just be ordinary straight people.
Exactly.
But they don't want to call themselves straight.
It's just, they think they want to be a minority. They want to be. They don't want to be in the oppressor crowd. They want to be oppressed.
Which is stupid. No one who's ever been oppressed wants to be oppressed.
Exactly.
But the, you know, that you're exactly right. They do want to be oppressed, and they don't want to. They don't want to do anything to earn being special. And I don't want to knock the work that people have done, because it wasn't always easy to be gay in the United States. It's still not very easy to be trans in the United States, but trans is different, right? That I sort of agree that it shouldn't belong in the LGBTQ circle anyway, because it's not a sexual orientation.
Right.
And the others are sexual orientations. But anyway, for whatever reason, we're excluding it. It's harder to be trans, sure, than it is to be gay or lesbian or bisexual, but none of those things are hard today. Maybe they were hard in the early 90s, sure. We had some gay kids when I was in high school, and it could not have been easy for them. None of them were openly gay, first of all, because it just wasn't accessible. And this was in Mississippi, right, in the early 2000s. Things are very different down there now. And I know this because my nephew attends school in Mississippi, and he's got a non-binary friend, and there are other trans kids running around there in Mississippi in 2022. So
times have changed.
It reminds me of these people on Twitter who are like, I'm about to ruffle a lot of feathers by saying that I support gay rights. It's like, dude, you're not winning any edginess awards by going on Twitter and proclaiming how much you support gay rights or how much Black Lives Matter. Like, these are not controversial positions to take these days.
We discussed in the first hour how to ruffle feathers.
Yes.
I won't go back to that. There are still things that you can do.
There are.
And it's not going out, it's not calling out the gays. That's not going to work for you these days.
Well, as a libertarian, the gays aren't a thing that can be called out in the first place. You can call out the behavior of one gay person or another gay person, but it, like that Tiffany GameStop, the Supermam who went into the GameStop, and because the store clerk called her a guy, she started flipping out and yelling and screaming and kicked over some displays and was macho man tranny savage on these people.
Yeah.
And I spoofed it at the GameStop here in Keene, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, and the GameStop workers.
Wait, you went and reenacted that scene?
Yeah, there's a video of it. I did this years ago. It was great.
To the actual GameStop employees?
Yes.
Were they in on it?
Not
originally.
they very quickly realized what I was doing, and you know, we talked afterward, and we enjoyed a laugh about it and all of that other stuff. And I mean, this was before I was running for office. I mean, they had no idea who I was at that point. If I did it now, they would immediately know.
Right.
But back then, they didn't, and that was just. But yes, I did reenact that, and it was very funny. But you have people like that. And you have people like the person who won the Dairy Beauty pageant. So to bring it all back together, I don't understand people anymore. I don't understand. Look,
welcome to the club, Aria.
If you want to run in a beauty pageant, that's fine. If you want to be trans and participate in a beauty pageant, that's fine. I don't care what anyone out there does. But if you're going to participate in a beauty pageant, Why wouldn't it be judged based on your beauty?
Like it's like the title, like the, like yes. The namesake.
And instead, we have this gremlin winning.
Because Aria, beauty is internal. Why are you so materialistic about all this? Why are you so?
Because that's the point of the beauty pageant. I'm not trying to to knock anyone's character and all of the wonderful inner feelings they have and the things they do and their intelligence and their characteristics and all that other stuff. But like, that's not the point.
That's not the point.
Of the beauty contest.
The name of the game is beauty pageant.
It is. And there's a lot to be said for internal beauty and, you know, all of that. But now it's not just people here in New Hampshire. It's everywhere. When I open up Facebook, there's some libertarian out there in Arizona who's ranting about this beauty pageant in Derry and this trans person who won. And
yeah, how the hell did this happen in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
It's very odd.
But it's not limited to New Hampshire, right? And that's one of the things that frustrates me about libertarians in the first place, is that so many of them are conservatives. Especially when it comes to LGBTQ issues and abortion issues, where they're just masquerading as libertarians, or they suddenly stop being libertarian. But this issue in particular, it draws them out. And these libertarians that I've become friends with over the years, suddenly they're not sounding so libertarian. And they would never say any of this stuff to my face. Oh, no, you're different, Arya. It's actually,
you are. You just said it. Your own family, your own community are hateful of you because of the things that you say. So you... No, you were absolutely
not. But there
not.
Isn't a family. There isn't a community. I have a lot of trans friends who support me and the things I say and who support the things I do. The myth that trans people are just this one collective, that this hive mind that
absolutely
all
agreed.
Things together, it doesn't exist.
And by the way, it's the same with all the communities.
Yes.
The black community, the Hispanic community, the Jewish community.
Yes.
All of the above. Actually, you know what? I take that back. They are pretty tight.
Well, there are tight pockets in every community, and I would be lying if I didn't say that there are plenty of trans people out there who hate me and criticize me for not being a Biden supporter or a Democrat, and there are plenty of libertarians who hate me because I'm trans. There's plenty of Republicans who hate me because I'm trans. There's plenty who hate me for being a Satanist. Whatever characteristic I have, there are plenty of other people out there who disapprove of me because of some other characteristic, but there are also plenty of trans people out there who support me and what I do. Plenty of trans libertarians who support me and what I'm doing. So it's all about individualism and this collectivism that is feeding into this hatred. It's just bad.
It is. It's tribalism. It's evolutionarily holding us back.
It is.
As humankind.
And I tend to think that the reason I don't think this, it's a good thing that this person in Derry won this beauty pageant, is because it fosters that animosity and hatred. Yes, if you're trans, you should be able to win a beauty pageant without calling attention to it, without it being a big deal. And you have to be in the beauty pageant to get to that point. We're not at that point yet, and I would love to be, but you don't have to be a gremlin in order to make that point. Social.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.